now the Spirit 105.3 Good News Story of the Day.
Sometimes sad turns into angry, and it takes a very discerning heart to notice that. Jessica has that kind of heart. She knew she wanted to adopt a dog. She's scanning all the pictures online. I don't know if you've ever done that. It's hard to tell the personality of a dog online, but you can sort of look in their eyes. And she saw this one dog, Benji, the most sad, frightened expression on his face that you've ever seen on a dog's face. And Jessica was done. She told her boyfriend, "That's the dog I want to get." So they drove 400 miles. They get to the shelter, and the people running the thing try to talk him out of it. They said he's dangerous, he's not people-friendly, he won't come to you. He'd lost most of his coat because he'd had fleas, snarling, snapping. You know how sometimes when you're in an animal shelter and they'll let you go in a private room and hang out with the dog just to see if you guys can bond? The animal shelter wouldn't even let them do that because they were so worried about this dog. And Jessica just refused to take no for an answer. She said, "I am going home with this dog. Just give him to me." And there was the whole car ride home with the dog terrified in the back seat. And you'd like to think you get to your forever home and suddenly you're all happy and everything's all right. And it wasn't. He was terrified and grumpy for a couple days. And then everything changed. It's like he realized, oh, I can be someone who's in a family. I can have that life. And so he does. After he gets his bath, he runs around like a crazy pup. And they get in the car and he loves car rides so much that he starts barking, "Let's go. Come on, Mom. Come on, Dad. Let's go." I think I like this story so much because I think about how I was when God pulled me out of the shelter. What a mess. No hope. Except for someone who can see not how you're acting in that moment, but who you really are.